You are now tuned in to the Bold Journeys podcast, bringing you nothing but the best in motivation, inspiration, and empowerment information so you can get your whole life. Shout out to our amazing sponsors, Brownlinx Trucking, your premier shipping and logistics partner. Count on Brownlinx to deliver quality, no matter the quantity. Sense of Satisfaction by Cricut. If you're looking for a place to meet all your fragrance needs, this is it. Buying fragrances anywhere else is nonsense. Shop at scentsbycricut.com. And Creative Juices Printing and More, the hotspot for t-shirts and merch. Your vision is what they create. Don't forget to check out the Heal Girl YouTube channel for weekly prayers and more hilarious and inspirational content. Please note that the views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the views of our sponsors. Now, let's get into it.
Oh, yes. Here we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am your humble hostess, T the Queen Bee, also known as the Mindset Midwife. Thank you for tuning in to Bold Journeys. Shout out to Jesus, my homeboy. Where will we be without him? Listen, we made it. No matter what, we made it. And you and I, here we are. Season 5, episode 31. Yes, yes, yes. Get into it. And just because I haven't said it in a long time, it's Fabulous Friday. Friday feeling, Freedom Friday, all of the things. Friday fresh, for success, blessed by the best, bringing you nothing but the best in motivation, inspiration, and empowerment information for your life, love, relationships, hardships, and lordships. Yes, I said lordship. See, you don't even know you're a ruler. You're out of control because you don't know that you're in control. And that's why you need to tune in. And I'm so glad you did. Today, I want to talk a little bit about love thy neighbor. Because I want to get your mind right, your money right, get your circle right, so everything's all right. As you know by now, I'm making my debut on the big stage. That's right. In addition to best-selling author, an award-winning coach, and media mogul, you can now officially add actress to my resume. Yes. I am one of the newest cast members of Ready or Not Productions' latest gospel stage play. It's called The Neighbors Next Door. Now, generally, everyone knows what a neighbor is. A couple of definitions include a person living near or next door to you, a person situated near another person, as in the preacher saying, turn to your neighbor. And actually, the biblical use of the term refers to neighbor as anyone in need of your help or kindness. We live in a time now when everyone is so busy that we forget to take time out to get to know our neighbors, let alone show some kindness to our neighbors. That's what this amazing stage play deals with. There are two families living in an apartment building, and both are dealing with some serious issues. And even though they live right next door to each other, how well do they know each other? And will they step up when help is needed? You'll have to find out. The characters in this play are so real and complex. Just like you, just like me. just like your neighbors and mine. Let me tell you about these men. First, there's Calvin. Calvin is a husband and father, but he's hurt. He's disappointed. He's stuck on a past situation. But that situation could be the very thing stopping his family's progress. Will he be able to let that go? Then there's Omar. Omar is a hardworking man. He's also a husband and father, and he's completely frustrated with his home situation. Can he lead his family to make the change that he so desperately wants to see? And just that quick, you're probably thinking, okay, T, what about the women? Let us know about the girls. Well, we have Jenny. Jenny is a mother, a wife, and a daughter, trying to find balance in her life and her wavering faith in God. She has a lot going on, and the struggle is very real, okay? Then we have Carla, and we know everybody copes with trauma differently. However, Carla's coping method is affecting everyone she's connected to. Her family is trying to help her, but it's hard to help someone who doesn't think they need help. Will she realize it before it's too late? And of course, any good production has to have some strong-willed grandmas that come to tell the truth and bring the comedy, okay? Nanny Pearl will put Madea to shame. Let me just tell you, she's one of my favorites. And Usher Sue will have you reaching for your inhaler, okay? I promise you, you're going to have to try to catch your breath. You will be laughing so hard. Then there's my character, Mrs. Dawson. Mrs. Dawson is a school teacher who is a believer and has a big heart for the lives and the well-being of all of her students. However, there's always that separation of church and state, right? How far will she go to ensure her babies know Jesus? I must say, I am seriously enjoying stepping into the person of Mrs. Dawson and bringing her to life. This character is a mixture of myself, my mama, shout out Pastor Hattie, and my late cousin Michelle, who actually was a veteran educator 20 plus years in our local school system. Miss Dawson got some hood in her, but most of all, she loves the Lord. Now, who does that sound like? Okay. And what I love about her is that she's not a punk. And at the same time, she has compassion and she stands strong for what she believes in, or rather who she believes in. I'm excited to show our audience what's really going on in the neighborhood. Okay. And I want to ask you, do you know your neighbors? Do you know the person that you share a church pew with? When is the last time you went out of your way to be nice to someone you may not know that well? Are you the person that sits in your car until your neighbor goes in the house so you don't have to speak? Are you the church member that acts like you're in the spirit so you don't have to fellowship or turn to your neighbor like the preacher said? Each day, we can see that people are hurt and confused and making bad decisions. But have you ever stopped to ask yourself, how did they get there? What could I have done differently to help? Whether it's praying, volunteering, making donations, or even just smiling and asking someone, how's it going? You could be making a difference in someone's life. So can we take a moment and set aside the petty?
Can we step out of the I'm going to match your energy? Can we collectively decide to show genuine concern and love for our neighbors? Let's pray for one another. Smile at one another. Leave our hearts open to connect with one another in a real way. I think that will be a perfect way to end the year. By the way, we have less than 100 days left, but there's still plenty of time to make a difference. And with that, I'm out of here. Keep sending me love. Keep it up. Keep your head up. Keep your spirit up. Keep your thoughts up. Only on things above. And no, I love you much. Until next time, holla.
Be kind and share this episode. Share, share, share. Subscribe to the Bold Journeys podcast on your favorite platform. Want to show the queen some love? Got show ideas? Or want to share thoughts on this episode? Email us at tboldmedia@gmail.com. That's tboldmedia@gmail.com.